Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for giving us this great opportunity. Once more, Father God, to go before people here out here in the radio land. Oh, Father God, pray that we may touch somebody to hear this radio show on today, Father God. As we go forward, Father God, we pray that we do everything and say everything that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father God, and that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. And when it's all over, Father God, someone may come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Yes, 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 listeners, we have a great, great show prepared for you on today. I tell you, listen, I am so excited about today's show. I'm excited about our topic for today. Our topic for today is sound doctrine. Oh, yes, 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 we have a great, great, great special guest coming on today, and we're going to bring him in shortly. But first, listeners, remember, you can press that number one if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on today's topic. Again, today's topic is sound doctrine. Yes, sound doctrine. And our guest for today is none other than Minister Carl Manquez. And we're going to bring him in right now. Good afternoon, Minister Manquez. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Evangelist Chapman. Thank you very much for asking.
Great. I'm so excited to have you on Facing Your Fears on today. Why don't you give our listeners a little bio about yourself?
Well, I was called into the ministry on October 31st. I was licensed to preach at the Greater Liberty Baptist Church, New Orleans, Louisiana. Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. is my pastor. Praise the Lord. I'm married to my wonderful wife, Carolyn Donsel Marquez, and we have 9 children. And all of them, all but 2 or 3 live in New Orleans. Some are scattered throughout the country, but most of them are right here in New Orleans, in the Crescent City, born and raised here.
There you have it. Listen, before we get into our presentation on today, let me give you a little bit that Minister Marquez had sent to me in reference to his presentation, Sound Doctrine. He said, we are in times where men is searching for answers to his many questions. Sound doctrine is mentioned in the Bible in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. Apart from sound doctrine, we have no choice at salvation. Hallelujah. We're listening to various doctrines. We cannot afford to be tricked or deceived by false prophets. Studying God's word gives us insight as to what that doctrine is. The word written by man, inspired by the Holy Ghost to share with mankind from heaven to earth. No man, the cross. It really doesn't matter if you believe or not believe. What also matters is that God do not lie. So stay tuned and stay with us as I bring our special guest, none other than Minister Marquez, back in the studio with us. Minister Marquez, are you back with me in the studio at this time?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, I'm going to just yield here and let God have his way. And and remember, listeners, you can press that number one now if you have any questions, comments, or want to share your thoughts on today's topic. At this, I will yield and let Minister Marquez bring his presentation and begin to give us the word from God. Amen. Thank God. All right, Minister Marquez.
Amen. For us who have experienced the spiritual conversion, it is easier for us to walk in the newness of life. For others, it is but a good story told to ease our conscience as to how it will make us feel. Sound doctrine, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, encourages us to live separate from the world, but also pleasing God in all that we do. Sometimes it can be so simple, it can cause us to question the simplicity which is in Christ. Isaiah 45, verses 21 and 22 says, "And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I, Jehovah, am God, and there is none else." The simple things in life should be the most appreciated ones, but are so often taken for granted as something that we deserve. If we adopt that attitude, we should not forget what grace and mercy are. Grace is God's undeserved favor, not giving us what we deserve. Mercy is giving us what we don't deserve. St. John 3:16-17 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Mark 16:16 states that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. The Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth from Rome, writes to the church at Rome, echoing the words of Moses in Deuteronomy 30:11-14. Romans 10:8 says this, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even thy mouth and in thy heart. It is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Solomon reminds us that we should guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of our hearts are the issues of life, Proverbs 4:23. The world is not willing to accept the word of the Holy Writ because it is still walking in darkness, lest the light which is the image of God should shine unto them, 2 Corinthians 4:4. It is not a doctrine that tickles the ear, causing men to run to it. It is a gospel when properly preached, as Jesus said, that if he be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. It is not a smooth gospel, but that will cause one, when it is seriously acknowledged, to examine him or herself. Once again, our Lord states in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven." This sound doctrine commands separation. James reminds us in chapter 4 and verse 4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Jesus prayed for his disciples in St. John 17:15-17. "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shalt keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The truth of the gospel will never change. The message preached way back then still applies to us today. Why? Because Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, and I change not. Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 4:11-15, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a mature or perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. If we are to proceed further, we are obligated not only to know the truth,
but to walk in the truth. Paul states, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, Ephesians 4:21. Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them, John 13:7. The Bible tells us that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us war, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. Salvation is not only a New Testament promise, but an Old Testament promise. The example is found in Genesis chapter 17, verses 12 through 14. Promises salvation to God's chosen people, but also to the Gentiles. And it reads thusly, he that is born in the house or bought with money of a stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant, an outward sign of an inward change. And those uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. When we are born again of God from heaven, we take on a new nature. We can take on the character of God. Because if we go through our tribulations and trials, we need someone who can help us to endure the afflictions, to help us to deal with the tribulations and temptations that come our way, because we have been born again. The Bible tells us, Lord, when a man ceases from sin, every fool will be meddling. In order for us to fight and overcome the devil, we have to know the word of God. Paul reminds us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Salvation is simple. Salvation is sound. I read it earlier in Romans chapter 10. But there's a verse of scripture in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, starting with verse 25, where this jailer had beaten Paul and his companion, praise the Lord. But during the night, praise the Lord, God delivered them. The chains fell from them. And the jailer came in thinking that Paul and the prisoners had escaped. And the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost will show us things to come. And he showed Paul that the jailer, praise the Lord, was about to take his life. But Paul and his companion being in jail was not for them. It was for him, because after it was all said and done, he asked a simple question. What must I do to be saved? And Paul's answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved in all your house. The sound doctrine, the simple doctrine of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But because he came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen.
That's the end of my introduction. Hello? Amen. We praise God for this opportunity. Amen. Because we know that God does not lie.
And we're so very happy that Minister Marquez has broken down many verses in the Bible that demonstrate sound doctrine. And sound doctrine is a doctrine that you want to live by, which is the word of God. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, not every word that comes out of any man's mouth, but every word that comes out of God's mouth. And you want to remind our listeners that do press that number one and you have anything you would like to say to Mr. Marquez or just want to encourage him on today, now's the time for you to press that number one, and I'll bring you live in the studio. Until someone is ready to say something, I'm just going to continue talking, and then we're going to bring him back for his closing, because we do want to hear, we do have a caller calling in, and we're about to bring that caller in now. Caller, America 504, last four digits, 4782. Caller, you're now live with us on the air. Caller from America 504, last four digits, 4782. Can you hear us, caller? You're now live, caller. Caller from America 504, last four digits of that number is 4782. Caller, you're now live and on the air. You may begin talking. Well, that caller,
can you hear
is,
me?
They hit that. I
can
hear
me
now. Caller, talk a little
this
louder.
Is Reverend Calvin Woods, Great Liberty Baptist Church, calling to say to Minister Marquez, you did an awesome job today. You were inspired and motivated by the teaching of God's word. Continue to let God use you to his glory and in praise. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Our pastor listeners, we do thank God for him calling in and encouraging Mr. Marquez on today. We have an awesome pastor there at Greater Liberty Baptist Church. If you're looking for a church home, that's the home to be. If you're looking for a pastor that has compassion for his members and have love for them, his members. And all of the members there at Greater Liberty, we care for one another. We do thank God that our pastor called in on today, encouraging one of his associate ministers, which is Minister Marquez, to keep doing such a great job. Anyone else want to have anything to say to Minister Marquez? Now is the time to press that number one. But listeners, do remember that sound doctrine is a doctrine that we all should be able to identify when you come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So you want to have the real thing. Just like I said, a Coca-Cola is a real thing. Well, I don't know about Coke being the real thing because they make all kinds of Coca-Colas now, but I do know the word of God is real. And when you get sound doctrine that is real, that's not going to and fro, searching here and there, going in and out of different denomination, you're staying steadfast, unremovable, so you can receive the sound doctrine. But if you're waving from here to there, everywhere looking for it, you're going to be like a child going to and fro, seeking every doctrine is not good. We do have another caller now. Caller, I think we had another caller. Caller, you may hit that number one again. I'm sorry, I will bring you back in live. Caller from our code 504, last four digits is 5287. I'm going to bring you in now, caller. All right, caller.
Evangelist Chapman, this is Sister Mara calling. Just want to encourage Minister Marquez, keep on preaching in season and out of season, and keep teaching that word. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Now, who's calling? What's the caller's name?
Sister Mara.
Hey, Sister Linda Mary from Greater Liberty. We're blessed on today. We're happy to hear your voice on today. And thank you for calling in to facing your fears. There you have it. Callers, anyone else want to? Now's the time to press that number one. Now's the time to press the number one because I'll be bringing Minister Marquez back. He'll be doing his closing in a few minutes. Or if you have anything you want to share. I'm sorry, we do have another caller. That call is coming from Arrow Code 504, number, last four digits, 6728. 6728, we bring you in live now. All right, caller, you're now live on the air.
Number one.
Arrow Code 504.
Hello, Sister Jasmine.
Yes. You're live.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Sister Chapman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sister Carolyn Marquez, my husband, Carl Marquez. I'm proud of him, and he has taught me so many things about the Word of God. As the Holy Spirit reveals the Word to him, he teaches me. And I thank him. You know, I have learned so much since we've been married, and I'm proud of him. And I pray that God will continue to use him in his will. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Marquez, wife of our special guest on it. She's a great teacher also. She's a wonderful, wonderful, anointed woman of God. You know, it's a blessing to be in the midst of anointed people. It's a blessing to be in a church where you have so many, and we're not playing church there, Greater Liberty. We have in church. We're serving God. We lifting up the name of Jesus. We have prayer service. The men's on Mondays, the women on Tuesdays, the men come back on Wednesdays, the women come back on Thursdays, and all of us get together on Friday. We are a praying church. Our First Lady Minister Ward, she is a praying woman. We believe in prayer. Our pastor never let the church, let church out without having a prayer. And he wants everyone to have a prayer request. He takes the time out to hear what you have to say when you raise your hand. He does not skip nobody. Saying, I thank God for Greater Liberty. And I'm saying, I'm talking because I'm so proud of Minister Marquez on today. And I enjoyed his presentation. I don't know about you, listeners, but I got something out of what God was saying. And I hope you got something out of it about sound doctrine. It is important that we be affiliated, that we'll be surrounded with Christians. Christians that know sound doctrine, that can teach sound doctrine, that can lead us in the path where we won't have to be worried about getting caught up, being fooled by a false prophet. My pastor ain't let nobody get in that pulpit and talk to his sheep. So whenever somebody speaks at Greater Liberty, we know it's going to be sound doctrine. And we pray that whatever church you go to, get to know the word of God, study Mr. Marquez in his presentation, study to show yourself approval unto God. When you study to show yourself approval, then you know what is sound doctrine. You know what is thus say the Lord. They cannot come and tell you something that the Bible did not say, because it said, take nothing to my word and add nothing from the word. So we want to be in surroundings where we can learn sound doctrine. Mr. Marquez, if there's no more callers, now's the time to press the number one. We still have a little time left in the show. If you still can press that number one, we'd be happy to bring you back on the air with us. But we do want him to come now if you have anything in your closing. If not, why don't you, we're going to let Sister Marquez close us out in closing prayer today when it's time for closing prayer. But right now we want you to come back with some closing remarks. I'm so very happy to have you on Facing Your Fears. And listeners, you too can be a guest on Facing Your Fears. All you got to do is contact Norma Chapman at norma_chapman@yahoo.com or go to Facebook page with Facing Your Fears page and request to come on Facing Your Fears, and I would be glad to have you on Facing Your Fears. This is a happy day for me, listeners. I'm so happy. I'm so full of joy on today. So I'm going to yield back to our guest, Minister Marquez, for his closing remarks, and then we're going to be ready for our closing prayer in about a couple of minutes from now. All right, Minister Marquez, you can come with your closing remarks at this time.
The Bible tells us that the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to their own selves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn their ears away from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. No matter what is being, well, it does matter what is being preached out there in the world, but we that are born of God and know God's words by studying and meditating and living out God's desire in our hearts. The Bible tells us that there's neither salvation in any other name, but there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us he so loved us. When he hung between those two thieves, he prayed for us that we would not be charged because we did not know what we were doing. And because of what he did, the sacrifice he made, we owe him, because the Bible says we were bought with a price. Therefore, we should glorify him in our body and our spirit, which belongs to him. We that are born again from of God, our lives are no longer our own. because he lives in us. His will takes precedence over ours. Jesus reminds me, if any man comes to me and hates not his mother or father or sister, brother, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And that's an hyperbole to make an exaggeration that you should put him first. That's sound doctrine. Sound doctrine will help us to endure because he left us an example that we should follow his steps. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who in his own self bore our sins upon his own body on the tree, that we were once went astray, but now we have returned. We have returned to the shepherd and bishop of our soul. We have returned because when we are afflicted, the psalmist said, it was good when I was afflicted that I might learn your law. So therefore, when we hide his word in our hearts, we are striving not to sin against him, because the least we do unto the least of our brothers, we do it to him. That's why we have to be careful how we treat people. Jesus welcomed everybody. He welcomed the one who would betray him. He welcomed the one who portrayed a sense of love and concern. What about us? The Bible tells us to love those who hate you, to bless those who curse you, to pray for those who despitefully use and persecute you. That's sound doctrine. It's easily read, but it's more difficult or more challenging to be lived. But leaving us the example, we know we can, because Paul reminds us as he followed Christ, as Jesus on the road to Damascus, when the Lord blinded him, he asked him, what will you have for me to do? And he told him, you are chosen unto vessel unto me, that you might suffer many things for my name's sake. And Paul, when he came into the ministry, he walked uprightly. But by the time he went to Nero's chopping block, he was bent over, he was humpbacked, because he had suffered so many things for the gospel's sake. It got to the point, he said, I'm not only willing to be imprisoned, but to give my life for the gospel's sake. Are you willing to give your life for the gospel's sake? Considering what he did, what he is doing, and what he continues to do, because he promised you eternal life if you would only believe. The simplicity in the gospel is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. It's not done by works. We save by grace through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast, because it is the gift of God. He's given us, he's offered us eternal life. Only thing we have to do is seize it and be ready to walk in it, because the Bible says, sound doctrine tells us he always calls us to triumph, to make known the Savior of his love through us in every place. He lives in us. Sound doctrine tells us if he abides in us, if we abide in him and his word abides in us, we shall ask what we will and it shall be done unto us. That's sound doctrine, but do we believe that? We believe our sins are forgiven, but do we believe we can overcome the sinful impulses of our flesh? Easily read, but more difficult to do. James tells us, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You cannot just resist him without submittance. Once you submit yourself to him, then you have the authority to resist him, and then you don't have to flee from him. He's going to flee from you because you have the authority and the power of God living in you. John reminds us there are three that bear record on earth, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So if he lives in you, or since he lives in you, you can do all things through Christ, which gives you strength. Be encouraged.
Amen. Listeners, you know, a lot of people believe that if they're not saved, they have to go to church to be saved. But you can be saved right here today, right here on Facing Your Fears. All you have to do, if you listen, is press that number one, and we will bring you to Christ right now. And take this word today and bring it to your friends and your family, and make sure you share it with them, because, you know, it's joy in serving God. It is so, it brings me joy, and I know to bring you joy. And I know it's not easy for everybody, and they say, well, I'm still doing this. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're doing. God will clean you up. All you got to do is surrender to him and go and hear the word of God. As you go and hear the word, you go back and take off a little more. Come back, put on some more word. Go back and take off a little more. And then when you look, God would be to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And once you get that Holy Ghost on the inside, the words that will keep us from all wrong. It will lead us into all righteousness. And that's what we're seeking today. We're seeking that God use us for his glory on today, that he may get the glory out of all that we do and all that we say. If anyone else you still have time to press that number one, I'm waiting for you to press that number one. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Our listeners, we're talking about sound doctrine on today. Sound doctrine. The doctrine that will give us salvation, the right salvation. The doctrine that we should live by. The doctrine that will be pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. So if there's no more callers at this time, and Mr. McQuest, you finish your presentation, or you have something else you want to add?
Well, there's a verse of scripture in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. It's, you know, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, praise the Lord, because so many of us believe that when we just walk, give the preacher our hand, praise the Lord, and still living contrary to the word of God, we receive salvation. But this is what Jesus said in St. Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 21. Not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, to me shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon the rock. The floods came, the wind blew, and the rain beat upon the house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. James reminds us that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Jeremiah reminds us in that 17th chapter, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Praise the Lord. Jesus tells us, praise the Lord, he that cometh to me must believe that I am. The Hebrew writer echoes that, and I will reward them that diligently seek me. The question is, do we seek him only in our spare time, or do we seek him in times where we are challenged to put time aside? No matter what time of day it is, no matter what time you set aside to study God's word, make sure you're doing just that, not reading the word of God, because Paul said to study to show yourself proved unto God, workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He tells us to do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of our ministry. Whatever ministry God has given us to do, regardless of who's doing what, we should not look at them, but we should look at him. Because he charged us. He charged us as we go make disciples of men. And some men look at our lives rather than hearing what we say. And when we say in line with what we live, then they have a chance, praise the Lord, to see Christ in us, which is Christ, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Striving, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Easily read, but more challenged in being lived. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, there you have it, listeners. I truly enjoyed you, Minister McQuest, on today. I pray that God will continue to pour out fresh anointing on your life as you travel the path that he's already put you on. I don't know about my listeners on today, but I thank God for you on today. I received every word that was spoken out of your mouth. I received it. And I pray that God would apply to my life and help me to live that life that is pleasing to him. I pray on today that Lord would let me keep letting my light shine within me, so other men may see the good work and glorify the Father, which is in me. The same way with you, listeners. continue to let your light so shine that other men may see your good work and glorify the Father that's in you. Facing your sins, will be happy to have anyone that want to come on and share the word of God. All you have to do is give me a call, give me a holler, go to my email. If you got my phone number, those do not have my phone number, get in contact with my church, Greater Liberty Baptist Church. And that address, if you're looking for a church home, is 1230 Desire Street. Yeah, 1230 Desire Street. Right off of St. Paul. We'll be happy to have you. Stop by and visit us. Stop by and just tell us you love us so we can tell you how much we love you. And nothing else to be said on today. We're going to bring our show to an end. We're going to ask that Minister Marquez's wife, Sister Carolyn Marquez, come back and get him closes out with a closing prayer at this time. I'm going to bring you back in, Sister Marquez. Give us a closing prayer at this time.
Okay. Oh, gracious Father. Father, we thank you for your sound doctrine, Father God. We thank you for the Greater Liberty Baptist Church, Father God, where Pastor Woods, dear Lord God, he teaches sound doctrine by rightly dividing your word of truth. He is that good shepherd, dear Lord God, and we come to say thank you for him, Lord. And Father God, continue to bless my husband, Lord. Continue to anoint him, empower him from up on high to continue to teach and preach your holy word by rightly dividing your word of truth. We thank you for sound doctrine. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Thank God. We do pray for all the sick and shut before we close the show out. We want to remember those victims there in Florida, victims there in Hawaii, and the victims there in California, anywhere where they had wildfires. Our prayers go out to you on today, and we pray that the Lord will get back in your life everything that you may have lost. But the main thing is that God has still given you life. You ought to tell the Lord thank you on today. Materialistic things going to all fade away. Even before you die, it's going to fade away. But if you live on the word of God, on that rock that Mr. Marquez was, a solid rock, that is Jesus, and we put our lives in the hands of God, he will continue to give us the desires of our heart. All we got to do is live right, and he promised us he will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can ask anything in his name, and he will give it to us. Listeners, I thank you for calling in on today. Remember, every Thursday right here on Facing Your Fears, we are here from 4:30 to 5:30. We're closing out a little early today because our speaker was finished with his presentation. But I do want to encourage you to keep your hands in God's unchanging hand. We're praying for all of our families on today. Praying for our children as they return back to school. Father God, anoint their minds, Father God. Open up their minds, Father God, that they may receive wisdom and knowledge and understanding on how to get through their school this year, Father God. We give you the glory right now for it, Father God, and we give you the honor. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being who you are, Father God. We thank you for all the listeners that's listening on today, Father God. Oh, we pray, Father God, whatever that they're standing in need of, you can grant it to them, Father God, and we will give you the glory. We will give you the honor. We will give you all the praises, and this is our prayer today, and this is our show today, in the name of Jesus, amen, thank God. Listen, this is the end of our show on today, thank God for everybody. Do tune in next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Goodbye. Love y'all. Bye-bye.